This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome in. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Sorry. I've got a potato chip in my mouth because Charlie used it on the other side of the glass. Went and stopped at Quick Trip to get these, like, April Fool's potato chips that are
I didn't get them. I just saw them while I was there.
Well, whatever. And they're supposed to taste like hot dogs?
Yeah, roller dogs.
Can't say I've had a Quick Trip hot dog maybe more than never in my life. I don't think I've ever had one, to be honest with you. Speedway hot dogs, I get. I don't think I've ever had one at Quick Trip. But I'm not sure that tastes like a hot dog. I don't know what that tastes like.
I don't. It just tastes like undisclosed meat kind of flavor.
Undisclosed meat. Mm. Well, I mean, hot dog is a bunch of parts from a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, undisclosed meat, so yeah, it works.
Yeah, I mean,
they nailed it.
Hot dog's not a steak by any stretch of the imagination. Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Brewers beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Wags, thanks for coming on. Looking forward to do this Tuesdays and Fridays throughout the baseball season, kind of like we did last year.
What are you talking about? You've never had a Quick Trip hot dog?
No. I'm a Speedway guy. I'm a Speedway guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, if I ever find someone dumb enough to marry me, and two,
I thought you did.
If they did such things.
Wait a second. Don't you have a girl? You have a well, it wasn't going well the other night when I was texting with you, but don't you have a girl still?
I mean, technically, we'll find out, you know, what happens. But let's just say it doesn't mean she's dumb enough to marry me. I would have Quick Trip cater my wedding. That's how much I love Quick Trip.
You're so smart.
Like,
I want to know, that's good for you.
All the renovations and updated food concessions and all that stuff at American Family Field, why there isn't a Quick Trip stand where I can go buy Dunkers and a chicken patty sandwich and a cheddar dog, maybe get some soup.
I have had the chicken sandwich from there once. Once or twice, maybe I've had the chicken sandwich. The donuts, no. The family likes the cherry ones. I'm not a fan, but the family gets them. So anytime we're near a Quick Trip, they make me go inside and get those things. But I'm not a big Quick Trip guy. Sorry. I know everybody else in the state is. I know everybody's all about that. I'm not one. All right, Mr.
It's
White.
The only Wisconsin thing that I subscribe to. Everything else, the Packers, Spotted Cow, Old Fashions, Fish Fry, like, hard pass. But Quick Trip, man, that's my life. Anyway,
and you're from here, right? You're not from another state, are you?
I know. I'm born and raised here.
It's not like you just moved here 10 years ago and are from Illinois or something and just anti-Wisconsin. You've born and raised here, and you still are anti-Wisconsin. Let's talk about this Brewers baseball team. Earlier today in the first segment of the show, we talked about the Brewers losing again, 0-4. The fact that they're giving up double-digit runs every game but the first. On a scale of 1 to 10, I asked, what's your level of panic? One person said 10. Another person said, I'm not listening to the games anymore. I cannot believe how angry people are. My level of panic, I said, was like 2, maybe 3, only because we have not seen aggressiveness on the base paths necessarily like I was hoping to see. Your thoughts and where your level of panic is through only 4 games of the season?
I mean, it's definitely concerning, but you knew with the rash of injuries that they were facing in the pitching staff that the first couple games were going to be rough. Did anyone expect it to be this rough? Probably not.
No.
But it's a bad situation. This is, I mean, you look at it, it's not an excuse, it's a reality. I mean, they don't have, not only do they not have healthy arms at the big league level, they don't have healthy arms, you know, all of their main depth pieces, the guys that you would assume would be the call-ups, they're hurt too. The guys that you do have starting have gotten knocked around forcing your bullpen to put in double time. Like, it is a bad situation. And it's, you know, again, I don't think it's going to be double-digit whoopings every single night, but the next week or so until you start getting guys back, I mean, it could be rough. They could find themselves in a pretty deep hole.
Now, they are getting a reliever back, or at least closer to coming back, going on rehab. Who is that?
That's Nick Mears. He got waylaid late in spring training with a nasty bug. I mean, he lost a ton of weight. It was kind of like the Mookie Betts thing. He couldn't keep anything down. He couldn't get out of bed. I mean, you know what it's like when it's coming out of both ends, my friend, and that's where Nick Mears is at. He's back to full strength now, so he's heading out to Nashville to start a rehab assignment today. And then they've released their probables now for the Red Series. You're going to see Cortez in the opener. Then you got a TBA. Carlos Rodriguez is going to get a call up and start Friday. And then I believe that the note said it'd be then back to Peralta. I got to double check that. Let's see. Cortez, TBA, Rodriguez, and Patrick. So that's how it's going to line up. You'll have Freddie tomorrow, then Nestor, then TBA, then Carlos Rodriguez, then Chad Patrick.
Okay. So they have Peralta, essentially. And then you hope Nestor Cortez pitches better. And then after that, it's a crapshoot as far as what the rest of these guys are going to do when they get their turn with the ball, which is fine, I guess, to a certain degree. But as bad as the pitching is, I think you look at that and go, okay, when we get our guys back here at the end of April, early to mid-May, pitching should be fine and work itself out once we have all of our horses where we want them. The other part about this is not only are they giving up a ton of runs, they're not scoring a ton of runs these last couple of games either. And, you know, if they're giving up 5-6 runs a game, Wags, and they have two hot guys that are just absolutely killing it, maybe you can survive and win a game or two because you have two hot players. They don't really have anybody hot at this point. And in fact, they've got more guys that are struggling than even doing average.
Yeah, they really do. And a lot of it is because the situation of the games, they're not able to play their style of baseball. You know, the reason that they were able to be so aggressive and run and put the ball on the ground and go was because they were playing with a lead most of the time. You know, they were getting out on their opponents early last year. They weren't having to dig out of a lot of holes. When you're stuck, when you're down as big as they have been, and case in point to people that want to say, oh, you're just making excuses, look at Saturday. Before that game became absolutely silly, you know, they put some runs on the board. They made it a game for a couple of innings. They were able to play their baseball. They put up 9 runs that day because until it got out of control, they were still able to, they were still in the game. They were still able to play their style. When you are one of those aggressive base running teams that doesn't rely on the long ball, you can do that, but not when you're chasing. You're not going to get the situations that you want to play your style of baseball. So it affects everything right now. Murph said it last night, you know, and then you start to get frustrated. It starts to eat you on defense. Like, it is a snowball effect. Like, everything that could go wrong is going wrong right now.
I might have yelled at Marcus Hanel yesterday when I had him on the show when we were at Polly's Pub and Eatery about this whole idea of, well, we're down 7 runs, so let's not steal. Let's instead make it as hard as possible on ourselves and play station-to-station baseball and see what happens. It is one of the dumbest things that baseball teams do that just absolutely drive me crazy. You're in this huge hole, so a runner gets thrown out. Who cares? You're down 8. You're down 10. Like, I get it if it's a 4-3 game and you're nervous about giving up a tying run by having somebody trying to steal second base. I get it. When you're down 7, 8, 9, 10 runs, man, to heck with that. Everybody's running, and we're trying to cause chaos and steal a couple of runs here to try and get back into this thing. And for whatever reason in baseball, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, because a lot of it is because pitchers can pitch you differently and not give you those good situations. Pitchers can be more aggressive. They can take more chances and just bury you in the zone every time and not give you anything to hit, not give you pitches to run on. Like, it's all interconnected. I mean, listen, it's a giant mess. Like I said, every single thing that could go wrong is going wrong right now. And they can't tread water at this point. They have to. I mean, they got to snap out of it soon. You know, the season's not going to end in the first 2 weeks, but it's going to be a hell of a lot harder for them if they don't. Something's got to break in their favor. And what that is, I don't know. I mean, it starts with getting a decent performance from your pitching staff. Get that, and then I think everything else falls into place.
Uribe, going to have a chance to come back here from suspension, obviously. I can't say I'm a huge believer in Uribe because I, again, you know, 1 year to the next, everything possibly changes. I just don't know if I'm believing in the maturity level and how he handles different situations, has a tendency to be wild at times as well. I guess I'm not a believer yet. Where are you on what Uribe brings to the table?
It's hard to tell because I have the same questions that you do, and I think the coaching staff has the same questions that you do. But right now, the only way they can afford to look at it is he is a fresh arm, and they are so decimated that they will take anybody at this point if he can get out. So they're going to go to him today, I'm sure, and he's got to get out. And if he doesn't, well, he'll be on the first train back to Nashville.
Yeah, and I could obviously see that. What are fair expectations now for this Brewers team for the rest of this homestand? I mean, they've got today, they got a game tomorrow afternoon, then you've got a four-game stand with a team that very well could be in this thing at the end of September with the Cincinnati Reds. What is fair expectations going forward for the rest of this homestand?
I think they got to go back to Murph's number one mantra, and that's win tonight. You know, you can't worry about digging out of an 0-4 hole until you become 1-4. I think that's all there is to it. They just got to look at this and, man, it's cliche, and I hate cliches, but they can't afford to look beyond one game. Hell, they can't even afford to look beyond one inning. They got to get through a clean inning today off the bat and try and stack those together. It sounds dumb. It sounds simplistic. It sounds stupid, but that's really all you can do at this point.
One last one. Your thoughts on the booing that was going on in American Family Field yesterday during the home opener?
I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, the home team is stinking it up. I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, fans have a right to be pissed off. I mean, it's not like they were gratuitous or you know, booing for the sake of booing.
I guess, but man, you just got your butt handed to you. Three straight games in New York. You come home for some loving, and then that's, I mean, I don't know. That seems to me. Listen, I'm not against booing. I'm fine booing. But
let's also be fair. It's opening day, and we know that a vast majority of the people in the ballpark are not the diehard fans that are there every day and understand that you're going to go through ebbs and flows like this. A vast majority of the fans going to opening day are there because it's opening day. They're there to tailgate. They're there to drink. Like, you had to expect that, and I think the players know that too. And the players also know, hey, we've stunk. We didn't give them anything to cheer for yesterday. You score one run, you give up 11. I mean, what do you expect them to be happy about?
No, I'm not saying you have to be happy. And you want to boo in June, July, August, September, whatever. The home opener is something that they don't need to hear that on the home opener. There's 6 months of the season left to go. Like, literally, today's April 1st. We weren't even in April yesterday when everybody was booing this team. Haven't really got to the first full month of the season. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers beat writer. Again, follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He'll join us on Tuesdays and Fridays at 3:20. He'll join Mason Crosby show with Mitch Leonard Ellis on Monday and Thursday mornings. Plus, he is helping us out with the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with our guy Tommy Wirtz before every game, getting a sound from the park and hopping on the shows from time to time, too. So thank you very much. Looking forward to the summer.
Talk to you soon, buddy.